Meet the 2014 National Federation of the Blind Scholarship Class, presented by Patty Gregory Chang. There is a photo on the page, the caption, from left to right. Back row, Sean Berg, Craig Allen Cooper, Derek Manners, Alan Chase, Jonathan L. Franks, Cynthia L. Bennett, Candace L. Chapman, Mark Turley, Emily May Pennington, Alex J. Anderson. Middle row, Isaiah G. Wilcox, Anya Avramenko, Caitlin Alexandra McIntyre, Kathy Gayton, Rebecca Joy Leon, Deja M. Powell, Misha Johnson, Stanley E. Ingram Jr., Justin Howard Williams, James Allen Bohm. Front row, Amber R. Kraft, Elizabeth Muhammad, Lucy Seedy, Yevgenia V. Pankova, Ann Rose Walsh, Alana M. Leonhardy, Armani Tony Riley, Bev S. Weiler, Sarah B. Patnude, Hayden Wallace Dahm. From the editor, each year the National Federation of the Blind presents academic scholarships to 30 outstanding blind students who are enrolled full-time in post-secondary institutions of higher learning. This year's class included 3 Tenbrook Fellows, students who are receiving an NFB scholarship for the second time. During the meeting of the Board of Directors of the NFB, each of the scholarship winners had the opportunity to introduce himself or herself. Patty Gregory Chang, who chairs the NFB Scholarship Committee, opened each introduction by announcing the winner's name, home state, and school state. Here's what the scholarship winners said about themselves.
First up is Alex Anderson, New Jersey, Massachusetts.
Hi, everybody. I don't get too much time to talk, so let me be quick here. I don't think I'm that fantastic, but apparently a lot of people do, or else I wouldn't be here. So I want to thank everyone and make everyone who put me here a promise. I will live up to and exceed every expectation set for me, and I'm declaring that now because that's how I'm going to live the rest of my life.
Thank you. This class has one thing that I really enjoy so far. They do understand brevity. Anya Avramenko, Kansas, Kansas.
Hello, everyone. My name is Anya. I'm from Ukraine. I came to America in 2008 as an exchange student in a program, Future Leaders Exchange Program. I lived with Jennifer and Dan Winslow. Many people know these people. They were the first ones who introduced me to the spirit of independence of the National Federation of the Blind. And in 2012, I was very fortunate to be granted a scholarship to attend the Colorado Center for the Blind. And I'm proud to say I graduated from the center. Despite extreme financial hardships, I managed to start my school in Emporia State University. And a large part of this accomplishment is great financial help from NFB of Colorado and Kansas. I was a state scholarship winner. Now I'm going to Emporia State University, majoring in communication and with Spanish minor, and I want to become a legal interpreter one day. And I'm thankful to the Federation for the trust and all the opportunities I've been given. I'm gonna be an active member and try to give back in any way I can. Thank you.
Thank you. Cindy Bennett, Washington, Washington.
Good morning and thank you. One of my challenges at work is that I have to ask my colleagues to use different information sharing and collaboration technologies because the preferred ones are not accessible currently. This is very frustrating and I want to do something about it. So as I pursue a PhD in human-centered design at the University of Washington, I want to dedicate my research to improving the accessibility of education tools so that all students can be empowered by the content in our lessons rather than frustrated by poorly designed products. Thank you so much, and I look forward to getting to know you this week.
Thank you. If you recall, last year's class had 20 men or 20 women and 10 men. This year, we have 12 men and 18 women, so the women still rule. Next up is Sean Berg, Washington, Arizona.
Hello, everyone. Yes, I do hail from the magical land of apples known as Washington. And I'm studying mechanical engineering at Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University, which is in Prescott, Arizona. And I'm also minoring in aerospace engineering, mathematics, and business. And hopefully, I plan on going into either aerospace design or automotive design, and hopefully designing things that help the world be more accessible for us. Thank you.
James Baim, Tennessee, Tennessee.
I'd like to definitely thank the committee. It is an honor and a privilege to be one of the 30 recipients of the NFB scholarships. We may be 30, but we are one front, one mission in building the Federation, reflecting the flame of what it means to be blind. As president of my local chapter and the state guide dog division, as well as secretary for the state of Tennessee, I cannot wait to return home to reflect and share the energy that we have had here at the convention and move them as I have. Thank you.
9 members of this class evince an interest in law or a law-related field. We have next Candace Chapman, Minnesota, Minnesota.
Good morning, fellow Federationists. I would like to begin by thanking the scholarship committee and my Federation family for this opportunity. It is my goal to become a university counselor. As a counselor in the university setting, I will be working with people and connecting every day and forming relationships. When people reflect on these relationships that we formed, they won't remember that I was a blind counselor. They'll remember that I was a counselor who happened to be blind. Your investment in me will help me to achieve this. As I start my master's program in educational psychology at the University of Minnesota in the fall. Thank you.
Alan Chase, North Carolina, North Carolina.
First, I'd like to thank the committee and the national board, and of course, all of you, my Federation family, for making this opportunity possible. Currently, I am a doctoral student at North Carolina State University. I'm studying educational administration. And I am very passionate about building community amongst the Federation and amongst people who are visually impaired. I also am very passionate about helping people to transition to higher education. And I've demonstrated that by serving as the president of the North Carolina Association of Blind Students and building our membership and building community amongst our student division. But more importantly, I've also created a summer camp for students with visual impairments to learn the skills that they need in order to be successful in higher education. And it is my goal and vision that, like our Bell program and other initiatives of the Federation, that at one point in the future, the iRetreat will also be something that is offered throughout the country and as part of our Federation. Thank you.
Heading to the West Coast, Craig Cooper, Oregon, Oregon.
Thank you very much. It's an honor and privilege here to be here this morning. 15 years ago, I did mornings on a radio station in Shreveport, Louisiana, and we were discussing ideas for raising 1,000 toys for kids at Christmas time. And I said, well, I'll go up on the radio station billboard until we get 1,000 toys. You could have heard a pin drop in that room as they contemplated the idea of a blind guy falling off the billboard. Well, I didn't fall off the billboard. I was up there for 3 days. We raised 1,000 toys, and the underprivileged kids got a Christmas. 10 years ago, Hurricane Ivan is headed for the Gulf Coast, and I'm afternoons on WTVY in Dothan, Alabama. And so we said, we got to cover this. This is serious. There's going to be tornadoes and such. So I anchored the coverage with my team on all our radio stations in Dothan on the 8th floor of an office building. And we covered it all night. And the next day, a woman called me on the request line. She said, thank you so much. We were in the closet. We had no power. The wind was coming up. The tornado sirens were going off. And all we had was y'all. And y'all were telling us what to do. And y'all were calm. Thank you. And I hung up the phone and I was crying. That was, wow, powerful. And last year, as part of my training to be a teacher, I'm in the master's program at Southern Oregon University. I was able to mentor and tutor kids, learning disabilities kids and kids with autism and such, and that gave me a great feeling as well. And I'm going into teaching because I want to bring out the best in kids. And I consider it an absolute blessing to be here this morning, and I'm eager and willing and happy to give back to the Federation in any way I can. So please let me know how. Thank you.
Our next state is very well represented in this class. Mr. Hayden Dom is the first one from Pennsylvania, Pennsylvania.
Good morning, everybody. I am a senior studying engineering at Swarthmore College, and I'm the first blind student there in several years. So, as a result, being in the presence of hundreds of blind individuals is moving confirmation for me that, what was I going to say? That I am not alone, if not slightly absent-minded. And I intend to continue my studies of environmental engineering, and I would also like to continue designing access tools so that blind individuals can have equal opportunities in STEM disciplines. I'm blind as a consequence of being born over 3 months premature. When I was in the neonatal intensive care unit, a nurse said to my mother, "Miss, your son is never going to be a rocket scientist." I realize now that is true. I will never be a rocket scientist. Not because I am unable, though, but because I wish to do other things. The NFB testifies to me and proves to me that just because limitations might be assumed from birth, we the blind can pursue whatever dreams you wish to. Thank you so much for making this opportunity.
Five members of this class are studying in the STEM fields. Our next finalist is Jonathan Franks, Texas, Texas.
Good morning, everyone. I am pursuing a bachelor's in social work with a minor in psychology at the University of Texas. Eventually, I'll be also pursuing a master's degree in social work and become a licensed clinical social worker so I can work with children. I am also a proud member of the board of the NFB of Texas Austin chapter. I am a newsline trainer for high school, middle school, and college students. I'm also an legislative advocate for the state of Texas. And as well, I am also a certified diabetes advocate for the American Diabetes Association and on the board of the Hook the Cure Diabetes Awareness student organization at the University of Texas. I'm truly honored to be here. Thank you.
Kathy Gayton, California, California.
Good morning, Dr. Maurer, board members, and Federationists. Being selected for this award is truly an honor. When someone recognizes that your hard work is a confidence builder, and I'd like to thank the scholarship committee for their belief in me and let them know that it's not going to be in vain. I plan to give back until it hurts. Thank you from the depths of my heart. Thank you.
Next is Stanley Ingram, Pennsylvania, Pennsylvania.
Greetings to my NFB family. I'm grateful, honored, and proud to be a member of the 2014 NFB Scholarship Class. And I would like to take this opportunity to thank each and every one of you for allowing this to happen today. I'm studying for my MBA, and I will be a project manager and work with and for the NFB to continue the work of our founders and leaders, Dr. Timbrook, Dr. Jernigan, and Dr. Maurer, to change the perceptions of the capabilities of the blind in this world and in the United States of America. Thank you.
The youngest member of this class is 16. I won't share with you how old the oldest is, but one of our scholarship finalists celebrated her 18th birthday at this convention. Next up is Misha Johnson, New York, New York.
Hello, good morning, fellow Federationists. My name is Misha Johnson. I am from New York, Long Island, New York. I'm a single mother. I'm a student at Suffolk County Community College studying in the field of human services and law. I shared last night, I'm also a double transplant recipient in August of 2010, and I just found out that another one of the finalists here is also a recipient And so I'm thinking that that's one of the a chapter that we need to, I mean, a division that we may need to start here. And a lot of people keep asking me, you know, how am I enjoying this? This is my first convention that I've ever been to. And I'm going to say what I've been telling everybody, this is not my last time. Thank you to the Federation for this honor, for this privilege of obtaining a scholarship to go towards my schooling. I'm very thankful and grateful, and I'm grateful to be here. Thank you again.
Miss Amber Kraft, North Dakota, North Dakota.
I would like to start off by saying thank you to everyone for making it possible for me to be here. It's an honor. I'm from Bismarck, North Dakota. I just graduated high school last May, and I want to major in computer science. I actually started classes already at Bismarck State. I'm missing math class to be here this week. Mm-hmm. And I just want to say thank you to everyone.
Five of our students are entering blindness education or vocational rehab fields. Our next finalist is Rebecca Leon, Tennessee.
Good morning, everyone. I'm a social work major in Tennessee. I know that all of you here have dreams and aspirations. For some of you, that may be traveling abroad, or it may be going skydiving or making a cupcake. I encourage each of you to chase these dreams. For me personally, my goal is to have a safe house for girls that have been trafficked and abused. I wish this to be a place where they can come and heal emotionally and mentally, and where they will be taught music and art as therapies. I thank you all for having me here today and supporting me in my dreams. I choose to see every experience in life as an opportunity, a challenge, and an adventure, and I certainly see blindness in the same way. Thank you.
Alana Leonardi, Idaho, Idaho.
Good almost afternoon, fellow Federationists. I am not here because I crave the prestige. I am not here simply for the money, although that is nice. I am here because I want the ability to make a difference in somebody's life somewhere. I am studying psychology, perhaps a very common major, but my goal is maybe a little bit less common. I want to work specifically with women who have disabilities who have been abused. I don't know if I'll go to law school and do battle against the bad guys in the courtroom, or if I'll stay on the front line and do crisis intervention in hospitals and the like. What I do know is that I want to be a powerhouse in the Federation and that I will be a force to be reckoned with. Thank you.
Hey. Ms. Caitlin McIntyre, Arizona, Pennsylvania.
Hello, everyone, and thank you so much, Dr. Maurer, members of the board and the scholarship committee, and congratulations to my fellow finalists. It is such an honor to be among you all. I love music. Music is my passion and my dream, and I love sharing that with other people. I believe that music is the language of the soul, and it truly transcends spoken language barriers and can reach such diverse audiences. And so to follow that, I'm studying a master's of music in vocal performance at Carnegie Mellon University in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, starting this fall. And I look forward to being a music educator and a concert performer. I sing everything from opera to jazz, and I love all kinds of music, so much so that I also enjoy studying music and culture, also known as ethnomusicology. And I've become a volunteer at the Musical Instrument Museum, and I'm pursuing an opera program in Austria immediately after the convention this summer. So I'm so thankful for the many opportunities I've had to perform around the world and share my music with diverse audiences, and I'm truly honored to be a part of this scholarship class. Thank you, and I'm enjoying my time at the NFB convention.
The operative number for this class apparently is 5. We have 5 students pursuing general teaching degrees. We also have 5 students pursuing social work or psychology. Next up is Elizabeth Mohammed, Pennsylvania, Pennsylvania.
Thank you to everyone who has made it possible for me to be here today. In the fall, I will be a freshman at Bryn Mawr College, majoring in political science and minoring in journalism. I've always been sure of my academic goals, but I have not always been 100% sure of my career goals. That is until yesterday, when I had the opportunity to have a great conversation with a man who helped me figure this out. Opportunity, advancement, and certainty. That is what the NFB means to me, and that is why I will continue on in this great organization. Thank you.
Are we ready to go back, since I apparently don't know the alphabet today either?
Yes.
Derek Manners, Massachusetts, Massachusetts.
How do I do that?
Hello, new family. My name is Derek Manners. I'm currently, I'm about to start my second year at Harvard Law School. I graduated from the University of Texas, Hook 'em Horns, with summa cum laude with my economics and government degree. I am looking forward to putting all of that long, hard-fought, and expensive education to work for the NFB. I realized when I first got here pretty quickly that it's not about the scholarship money that is the real prize of this convention. It is the opportunity to get to meet all of you and to participate and to learn the opportunities that I can do to get to work. Anyway, thank you.
Now, if I pronounce this next one correctly, I will make up for missing Mr. Manners. It's Zhvenya Pankova, Massachusetts, Rhode Island.
Hi, everyone. My name is Zhvenya Pankova. I was born in Russia, but I moved to the U.S. when I was 3, so I'm fluent in both English and Russian. In the fall, I'm going to be an incoming freshman at Bridgewater State University with a double major in special education and math. The reason why I want to major in special education is because I've had such a strong support system throughout my life, and I want to give back. I want to let the kids know that they can be fully independent no matter what they do, and they can reach for the stars. And I'd like to thank the committee for allowing me to be here today so that I could reach for the stars and reach my goals. Thank you.
It's just confusing. All right. Sarah Petnod, Virginia, Virginia.
Good morning. Every day we raise expectations to blind individuals because low expectations create obstacles between blind individuals and our dreams. I want to thank the Federation for investing in every blind individual. I want to continue my work in the Federation by ultimately becoming a lawyer for the NFB or working in the Advocacy and Policy Department at our national center. On the first day of my internship, Dr. Mauer asked, who was the head of the table? And I am here today to promise you that I will take that seat. Thank you.
We have one student in the class entering business and one entering the arts. Next up is our first Tembrook. We have 3 in the class. Emily Pennington, Ohio, Ohio.
Good morning, everyone. It is with great pleasure that I represent not only the wonderful scholarship class of 2014, but the great state of Ohio. I am a junior accounting major at Xavier University. I'm hoping to pursue my MBA, law degree, and master's in taxation to become a tax lawyer. And aside from that, I'm ready to immerse myself in the Federation. This is my second convention, but I fully intend to be there for the 100th in 2040. So thank you, everyone. Have a great day.
Our second Tembrook is next, Miss Deja Powell, Utah, Utah.
Good morning. Oh, sorry, I thought someone was telling me to stop. My name is Deja Pell, and my journey started back 12 years ago when I won my first scholarship from the National Federation of the Blind. I later went on to graduate with a master's degree in orientation and mobility, and I taught adults for a few years. Yes, I'm a proud NOMC. And then I had this really mean boss named Dr. Eddie Bell, and he came to me and said, there's some blind kids in our city, and they aren't going to get O&M instruction unless you teach them. And no intentions of teaching kids. Of course, I went and taught them, and I fell in love. I found my passion, and I realized that that blind kids deserve every opportunity possible. They deserve to be told that whatever they're dreaming and wanting to be, they can be. And that's my goal. I'm working on my PhD in K-12 education so I can improve the lives of blind kids in the future. And I want to say that I'm so grateful for this scholarship, and whatever you invest in me, you'll also invest, and I will introduce my students to the National Federation of the Blind.
Miss Amani Riley, New York, New York.
Thank you for providing me with an opportunity to receive this scholarship and to speak before you today. This is my first convention, but definitely not the last. This convention is just a stepping stone to the numerous conventions that I will attend in the future. I'm currently a senior at Mercy College. I'm in a combined bachelor-master's program. Therefore, I will graduate with my bachelor's degree in psychology and education next May and graduate with my master's degree in special education in 2016. After that, I would like to go back to school to receive certifications to become a TVI because I'm a big advocate for Braille literacy and the use of assistive technology. So once again, thank you for this wonderful convention so far, and I'm looking forward to interacting with each and every one of you all. Thank you.
Next up is our birthday girl, Lucy City, Illinois, Iowa.
Hi, everyone. My name is Lucy, and I will be a freshman at Grinnell College in the fall. I'm considering a major in environmental science, but I hope to go on to law school and eventually become an advocate for the disabled and the mentally ill. This is my first NFB convention. I've never been to a gathering that was so empowering, and so far I've been really amazed with everything I've seen. Thank you so much for having me here today.
Mark Turley, Utah, Utah.
We just went from the youngest to the oldest. And I want to first of all thank Dr. Maurer and the scholarship committee for giving me this opportunity. In 2005, I was lost. I had just lost most of my sight. I'd lost my 20-year career in the Navy, and I had lost a lot of my self-esteem and self-worth. My family loved me, but they didn't know what to do. Then in 2007, I discovered the NFB, and I immediately took to its philosophy, and I found a home there. While I appreciate this scholarship, the NFB has already given me far more than this. When I was in church as a young kid, I was taught that if you want to find yourself, then lose yourself in service. I currently serve as the chapter president in Salt Lake, and I'm on the board in Utah, and I'm now pursuing a master's degree at the University of Utah in mathematics to pursue a new career in education and teaching. I appreciate this very much, and I love the NFB, and I'm a lifer.
We have six students in the class who will be entering their freshman year this fall. Next up is Miss Anna Walsh, Alabama, Alabama.
Good morning. Thank you for selecting me for this honor. In the fall, I will be a freshman at Auburn University while I pursue a degree in political science. Afterwards, I will attend law school because I have a strong desire to facilitate change in our society, and I believe that a good understanding of the law will help me in this effort. Through my involvement in the NFB, I have realized that I can pursue the life I want. Therefore, as I strive to achieve my goals, I will remain involved in the Federation because it has given me far more than I ever expected. Thank you.
Is Colorado here? Next up is Beverly Weiler, Colorado, Colorado.
Good afternoon. I was thinking as I was coming through the line how I've had some interesting congruences in my life. As a teenager, I was working with hearing impaired and multiply handicapped students, and now I am a blind student. I ran lights for rock and roll out on the road, one of three women at that time in the country as a rock and roll roadie, and now I have troubles with the light. And finally, I used to do seminars for the worldwide offices of Sun Microsystems, planning seminars for 400 people, and here I am, an honoree, and attending a seminar with over 2,000 people. So, going from being a troubled teen to my master's degree now at Regis University, where I will work with troubled teens, I greatly appreciate the honor of the scholarship from NFB. Thank you very much. Thank
you. 11 members of our class will be entering undergraduates as sophomores, juniors, or seniors in the fall. Next up is our third Tembrook, Mr. Isaiah Wilcox, Georgia, Georgia.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. First of all, thank you to Dr. Maurer and to the National Board for reinvesting in me. It is truly an honor and a privilege to be here to enjoy this opportunity once again. I will be pursuing my MBA degree from Georgia Tech in the fall, but just let me take a step back and remind everyone that in 2008 I won this scholarship. That was the fuel that I need to my Federation fire to go home, to start a student division, to then join the state board, and to now to be the president of our Atlanta chapter. So this, to the board, this scholarship means much more than just the financial capability to graduate school. It means that you give us an opportunity to join the Federation and to get started. So again, thank you all for having me today, and I look forward to meeting each and every one of you.
Graduate students dominate this class. There are 13 of them. Last but not least is Mr. Justin Williams, South Carolina, South Carolina.
Hello, everybody. It's an honor and a privilege to be here. I attend the University of South Carolina, seeking my second master's degree in vocational rehabilitation counseling. My plan is to assist in a very aggressive way in ADA accessibility with internet, web, and reasonable accommodations, along with advocacy. And the idea is to empower individuals with disabilities, whether they be blind or otherwise, to be independent and also to have accessibility. So some of those websites that we are finding inaccessible, I'd like to at least look them over and then report them and let the right people help make them accessible. This is my, like I said, second master's degree. I've already worked at the Commission for the Blind as a JAWS trainer, a computer trainer for assistive technology. I've also ran the Vanguard Rental Car Program for certifying individuals who were blind with customer service. So, well, and also we even certified folks that were from vocational rehabilitation that weren't blind in customer service also. And this has been a great week. I'm enjoying it. I hear it's going to get better. So I appreciate the opportunities that the National Federation of the Blind has presented to me, and I look forward to being of service. Thank you very much.
A photo appears at this point, the caption, Deja Powell. On Sunday evening, July 6, following the annual banquet speech, Chairman Chang came to the podium to present the year's winners and announce which scholarships they had been awarded. This year, the winners shook hands with President Maurer and Ray Kurzweil before they took their places on the platform. In addition to the NFB scholarship, each of the 30 winners received a $1,000 check and a plaque from Ray Kurzweil, a Google Nexus 7 tablet for access to the Blio ebook reader from KNFB Reading Technology, and a $1,000 cash award from Google. This package of gifts added over $2,500 of value to every scholarship award. After the scholarship class was introduced and the amount of each award was announced, Ms. Deja Powell was invited to address the convention in recognition of her winning the $12,000 Kenneth Jernigan Scholarship presented by the American Action Fund for Blind Children and Adults.
Wow, thank you so much to the committee, to Dr. Maurer, for being such a great leader for me since I joined the Federation some 13 years ago. And thank you to all of you, the members of the National Federation of the Blind, for giving me this scholarship today. You are part of the team. I have felt strongly that my dad's been with me this week. He died 8 years ago of brain cancer. My dad and I owned a lawn mowing business when I was a senior in high school, and we called it Kicking Grass Lawn Care. And I remember a day that we had just finished mowing the lawn and we sat on the grass together, and he said, Deja, promise me something. This is before he knew he had cancer. He said, promise me that you'll find someone or something that will help you become the person you want to be. And this week I felt my dad here, and I know that this organization, the National Federation of the Blind, is exactly what he had hoped for me. And you have my guarantee that your investment in me will go to education of blind kids. One little girl came to me this week on the cane walk and said to me, Miss Deja, I just want you to know, her name is Mackenzie, she's awesome. She said, Miss Deja, I want you to know that I'm a really good cane traveler and there's probably not a lot you're gonna be able to teach me. And I love that, and I want that for every kid. So thank you so much for putting your trust and faith in me.
Following is the complete list of 2014 scholarship winners and the awards they received. $3,000 NFB Awards: Alex Anderson, Anya Avramenko, James Bone, Alex Chase, Craig Cooper, Hayden Dom, Jonathan Franks, Kathy Gayton, Stanley Ingram, Amber Kraft, Rebecca Leon, Alana Leonhardy, Derek Manners, Zenia Pankova, Amani Riley, Lucy Seedy, Anna Walsh, Bev Weiler, and Justin Williams. $3,000, the Oracle Scholarship for Excellence in Computer Science, Cindy Bennett. $3,000 EU and Jean Parker Scholarship, Mark Turley. $3,000 Charles and Melva T. Owen Scholarship, Isaiah Wilcox. $5,000 NFB Awards, Misha Johnson, Sean Berg, and Emily Pennington. $5,000 Larry Streeter Memorial Scholarship, Elizabeth Muhammad. $7,000 NFB Scholarship, Sarah Patnaud. $7,000 Donald and Betty Capps Leadership and Service Scholarship, Caitlin McIntyre. $10,000 Charles and Melva T. Owen Scholarship, Candace Chapman. $12,000 Kenneth Jernigan Scholarship, funded by the American Action Fund for Blind Children and Adults, Deja Powell.